What are we talking about, Abuja?
Phenomenalism. Whatever, man.
Phenomenology.
Oh, phenomenalism. My God. Phenomenalism. Phenomenology.
Did you even read the description?
About what? About phenomenology?
Yes.
We could pick up the register right now. Find out what phenomenology is.
What?
I guess... This,
Abuja, kiso itil?
Nothing. This is my understanding of it from my short reading. From my short reading, it is the idea that everything is existing within our sense, within us, within sense data. Basically, what you can see, smell, touch, hear, and see. Did I say see already?
Yes.
Okay, so it's seeing,
touching,
smelling, tasting, hearing, and touching.
Yes.
So your five smells will tell you what exactly reality is. Your five senses, sorry, will tell you what exactly reality is.
Okay, I'm gonna read the
description of it.
And then I'm gonna tell you, because I went and actually watched a couple of videos.
You did?
That explained exactly what it was. So it says that it's the doctrine that human knowledge is confined to or founded on the realities or appearances presented to the senses. When I went to find videos, it basically said that if you're not interacting with your senses with a certain thing, then it doesn't exist. For example, I'm drinking this wine, okay? The minute that I stop interacting with it, that means I'm not seeing it, I'm not tasting it, I'm not smelling it, or whatever, it doesn't exist.
That has to be problematic. In a lot of ways, and I'm already thinking of a lot of ways that it's already problematic.
Tell me.
So you're not drinking the wine, you're not touching the glass, you're not smelling the wine, you're not seeing the wine, you're not hearing the sound that the glass makes when it's touching something else. So that whole scenario doesn't exist. The wine, the glass, everything doesn't exist.
Yes.
What if somebody else is looking at it?
That is their reality, not yours.
So your reality is basically based on your sense.
Yes, that's the premise of this theory.
Okay, but it still doesn't work. Let me tell you why it doesn't work. That reality that you see, what if it's somebody who's very clever and who has painted a glass like that with the wine in it? How would you be able to differentiate between the wine that you're drinking right now and the one that's not real? That's not actual.
Because you're not interacting with it with your senses.
But you could see it though. That's your senses.
Well, yeah. But it's not the wine, it's the painting.
Yeah, but you cannot say if somebody's really good at what they're doing and they do a very realistic portrait of a painting of a glass of wine, you probably can't tell if it's 3D, you probably can't tell before you get to know that it's a painting. That's a glass of wine standing.
You mean like those people that paint and it looks so real that you could even
3D
painting. Could actually touch it.
You can tell whether or not if it's what you're looking, if it's actually in front of you, something you could interact
with. Yeah, but what I'm trying to say, it's not real wine. It's just a painting. So then the reality of it is that you know that painting exists and not actual wine.
So you're still interacting with it in some kind of way because you can see it.
Yes, but the painting, not the actual wine.
Yeah, but you still can interact with it because you see it's a painting. You could see the image.
So the image exists, but not the wine.
Right.
The way that, and this is why I'm very conflicted with this idea, because the way that somebody else explained it to me is that c'est comme si on a du one de kailan là, pas vrai? Ou qui te machine ou de yon. À la minute que ou vire d'eau ou qui te machine là, one de kaina. Like, comment faire connaître que machine là dehors toujours, comment faire connaître exister? Parce que dans moment là, ou pas ouais machine là, ou pas attendre bruit, ou pas conduire. So it was trying to say that essentially everything that is around us
right,
might not even exist outside of our senses.
But I've heard, okay, there's a test, the Schrodinger's cat test.
What is that?
Schrodinger is a scientist that posits that if you have a cat and you put the cat inside of a box, before you open the box, the cat is not alive or dead. The cat is both alive and dead. It's when you open the box
that
the
you find that of yes,
of
that's
the
exactly
cat being
it.
Alive or dead is happening.
That's exactly.
But I have a problem. This is my problem with this. All right. First, you cannot trust your senses. Mm-hmm. You cannot trust your senses.
Yes. Per Socrates.
Yeah, you cannot trust your senses per lie. Because first of all, there's so many things that look alike, that taste alike, that sounds alike.
Yes.
You cannot say for certainty which is which. Okay. And we're in the belly of the beast right now. Philosophically, words are too clumsy for us to say this or this or this is this or this is that. The only thing we could rely on, not even rely on, we could maybe say we have an understanding of for this kind of phenomenon is history. Because I've left my car outside before, I've come in and I went back, the car was still at the place that I left it.
Oh, so you're talking about patterns.
Yeah, so even when I've left the car before, the car's still outside.
But I've left my car outside and went out anyway.
And when you come back,
and it wasn't there, Abuja.
I wouldn't want that shit too. D'accord. But you know,
moi-même, comme si moi c'est imaginer dans plusieurs situations avec sa théorie à dire, right? So, par exemple, moi dis tête moi que nous toujours parler de everything is in the present is all that we have.
Right.
Okay. Essentially, the past doesn't exist. The future doesn't exist.
I agree with that.
Oui. So pour que ça, moi pas qu'à wrap my mind around the fact that si par exemple bouteille du vin qui derrière dominant, m'pas manger, comment faire qu'on est là?
But this is that's the thing. Reality doesn't stop to exist because you don't see it.
That's called object permanence.
Right.
We learned that when we were kids, but at the same time, it's a learned behavior. Because that doesn't essentially mean that it's real, that it's true.
But we have science to back it up. We have science to back up that if you did that glass of wine right there and you walk away, the glass of wine doesn't stop existing.
Okay.
Because if you were to put like a camera,
then it's still there.
Then you'd look at the camera and you'd replay it and be like, oh, the glass of wine is still there. Are we talking observation? Because also in science, when you observe something, it stops behaving the way it's supposed to. The natural law of the unobserved natural law is not the same as the observed natural law.
Okay, an alpiloé, okay? I'm comprehending what you're saying and it's starting to make a little tiny bit of sense to me. Mais l'aime fin garder vidéo and I started going further into it. I started talking about Haiti, right? Mm-hmm. Thinking about Haiti. And ma pensée avec misère.
Right.
Okay? Comment ka di un monde qui nan misère ka vive li chaque jour que à la minute que li sorti, disons habiter Belé. Okay? À la minute que quitter Belé ou al Pétionville ou bien ou aller Peggyville or wherever is better que misère ou quitter Belé a pas existé encore. Est-ce qu'on ka di ça tout?
So
quel pas réel?
If you take the definition of it to the word of it, it's not even when you leave the misère en Belé. C'est pas comme si tu fin quitter misère à Belé. C'est comme si OK, ou passer misère à dehors. Même quand on rentre la caillou, misère dehors.
Il y a pas là dedans encore, oui.
Même côté où dormir, misère ça pas exister encore. Même côté. Mais qui veut le moins venir avec lui. Problème moi venir ensemble avec lui c'est parce que les chita sont sensio.
Mm-hmm.
It's sensory based. On doit attendre voir un monde. nous attend de mon riz. Vous dites, quand ils ont mon riz, même gens savent. Mm-hmm. Mais c'est pas savent. Mm-hmm. Si vous virez des dos, vous dites, c'est savent, vous dites, c'est savent. Quand on connaît des gens qui ont même style de riz ensemble avec savent, mais les gens qui ont là, c'est savent parce qu'on well. Qui vient dire que c'est parce que c'est sans sou qui a créé la réalité.
Oui. Mais c'est ça, pas... c'est ça théorie a dit oui, Abuja.
Théorie a pas aussi simple que ça. Théorie a pas aussi simple que ça. Parce que moi c'est est-ce qu'on a tout défini pour dire et dans ce sens là même. J'ai nez, bouche, oreille et main. Est-ce qu'on a dit sans ça yo indépendant de toutes les réalités.
Bon. Mba konnen parce que même là m'a réfléchi vraiment moi dit OK tout temps moi toujours à garder devant donc pas à voir derrière tête moi
right.
Pas vrai moi mm-hmm. toujours à imaginer moi dit est-ce que ça qui derrière tête moi yo existait tout bon ou bien est-ce que à partir de ça m'a interagi avec ou avec sens how do you say senses in Creole
sense.
Avec sens moi yo est-ce que c'est pas moi même qui créer réalité à l'homme viré? Et pour me river plus loin toujours, est-ce que réalité que nous connaissons moi même avant, est-ce que le réel vrai ou bien is it since we have like a shared consciousness in some sense? Est-ce que c'est shared consciousness nous hein, qui créer réalité nous hein? Parce que si disons que bon, on va aller river juste là parce que
d'abord. Non, river, river. River, on connaît pas avec. On peut pas pousser le plus
loin. On d'abord dit comme si ou étudier mysticism uh-huh. And so do I. Si nous on parle de another dimension, mm-hmm. Ok. Réalité par là totalement différent. Mais c'est parce que you gain your shared consciousness, you share the same, like they're in the, say, fifth dimension.
Right.
Donc, parce que you tout là, dans le même niveau de dimension, hein, you can imagine une réalité qui est pareille. Nous-mêmes, qui sommes dans la troisième dimension, hein, mm-hmm. Nous juste imaginer une réalité que toute énergie que nous avons dégagée entre nous, yo pareil.
Bon, on se casse plus loin ensemble avec vous.
Oh my God.
Bon, pas plus loin, non. Mais ma prête sur même ligne, non. Mais et ma montre au côté nous car c'est les sens sur cinq sens sur en dans sujet totalement. Cinq sens sur c'est un, mon cas dit c'est une extension l'esprit ou lié.
How so?
Cinq sens sur pas agir pour Dieu. Parce que si vous t'as retiré, sur mon branded. Par exemple,
oui, oui.
Il va prendre qui ça le manger, il va prendre qui ça le garder, qui ça le sentir, qui ça le goûter, qui ça le tendre. Sur cinq sens, yo.
Sur so des réalités, a fini par exister pour lui, Abuja. D'après théorie, ça.
D'accord, d'après théorie, cette réalité a pas existé pour lui. Mais si n'après c'est retirer cinq sens sur côté comme si c'est cinq sens qui décidait qui ça qui réalité. Cinq sens n'ont pas existé de par eux-mêmes. Cinq sens existaient à partir de l'esprit, à partir de awareness. Mm-hmm. Ok, cinq sens existent à partir de qui ça et cerveau comprendre,
oui.
Qui j'en ai interprété et qui ça dit lié.
Je vais arriver plus loin avant.
Non, qui t'aime finir. Oui. So juste là, mais
fini et je vais arriver loin avant.
The situation is now that you have okay, cerveau qui dit mais on l'aimant et glace ça c'est glace.
Your nervous system, essentially.
Parce que avant t'es comme moi glace et puis cerveau
enregistré
c'est glace lié. C'est le clair. Cerveau utilise le jour pour dire que ça, c'est lui-même, et fibre optique, mm-hmm. Mélangé avec chaleur, mélangé avec lumière, qui dit mais qui couleur, mais qui baraille. Sous toucher, c'est un. Bon, hardness. Mm-hmm. Le bas à la dure comme qui ça.
Ou qu'a fait la différence.
Yeah, sous moyen, sous passé, ok, nous sous bois là, nous pas entendre. Si moi okay, est là parce que les dû the wood is hard because my fingers are softer than it.
Right.
If I also touch the matelas qui derrière dominant, mm-hmm. D'abord le matelas puis mou parce que même
puis dû
que matelas.
Ok,
c'est ça qu'on dit comme c'est qui ça qui dit, qui ça qui mou.
Ok.
Ça c'est pour manger. Pour tendre, c'est vibration.
Oui.
Qui vibration qui pi haut, qui vibration qui pi bas.
Right.
Qui est-ce qui pi loin, qui est-ce qui pi près. Pour goûter, bon, et je ne suis pas trop sûr de goûter, même si on connaît dans la langue, il y a plusieurs différents et facteurs qui décident qui ça va goûter. C'est succès, c'est.
Oui.
So, chaque bagage, ça va goûter qui régit.
Et taste buds.
Et signal, ça, yo, c'est dans le cerveau. Yo. Et signal, ça va pas dans la langue, il va dans la main, il va dans la nez, il va dans la zone, il va dans le jour.
Mm-hmm.
C'est une interprétation que le cerveau fait. C'est un signal que le cerveau recevoir. The sensual is making salary. So sensual travail, basically, your mouth is a secretary for your brain.
Okay.
Your whole sense is secretary for your brain. It's telling your brain, this is what we have, and it's telling you, this is what it is.
But let me tell you something. Then you can argue that everything, per what you're saying, you can say that everything that your brain registers is real, right?
Not necessarily, but I'm going to let you finish what you were thinking before.
What I was going to go, where I want to go with that is, for example, like when you're high, right?
Right.
Have you ever had like a bad trip?
Couple.
Okay. When you're having a bad trip, or let me even go further. Like I've never done mushrooms or acid or whatever,
right,
but
right.
I know people who have done it. And from what they say, their brain... or their senses or whatever it is, their interaction with their environment is a totally different thing. For example, a friend told me that she had just done a square of acid or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then panel shita suka banaka li konsa li gada atea liwe is just void. Like there's no floor.
Right.
And she's on her bed and she's afraid that she's gonna fall
off in the void and yes. never reach the bottom.
Exactly. But her brain knows that there's a floor. However,
at this point?
Her subconscious, I wanna say, knows that there's a floor. But her senses, like her eyes, she's looking and there's no floor.
So her sense is not registering what's happening in her brain.
Or is it heightened to another dimension where she's actually seeing the reality, or is that her reality at the time?
Well,
how do you explain that?
I'm not gonna try to, but this is the they call it high because your state of consciousness is
higher, right?
You're not at the same level of consciousness as if you were sober.
Okay.
There are things that you are not experiencing, especially. I mean, getting drunk is a kind of high,
mm-hmm.
because there's a lot of inhibitions that are not here anymore. There are things that you wouldn't say when you were completely sober that you would completely say because when you're drunk. If you drop acid and you're having a bad trip, for example, when colors start to have smell.
Yeah.
And then, for example, shapes start to have sound.
Yeah.
It's like the shape of a square.
Yeah, you're deformed.
Yeah. Hear how crazy this would sound to you, for example. Like the sound of a square, you don't know the sound of a square.
Yeah.
But if you're doing a trick, you might hear what a square
sounds like.
You might smell what yellow smells like.
Okay, so then it becomes real to you.
It becomes real to the state of mind, to the state of consciousness that you're in presently.
But doesn't that mean that it's real?
If we are trying to define reality in itself, we're gonna be here for a very long time. Because reality is so large, and you know, reality is like
a spectrum.
It's not even spectrum. It's within reality.
Okay.
Let's say we have at the very top, we have all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that is everything and everything that is not.
Okay.
Inside of all of it is reality. Okay. And inside of all of that is reality. So you have everything that's real, that we consider real.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that the crazy people that sees things
consider.
Everything
real.
That people are dreaming. Everything that people are having nightmares. Everything that people are imagining. All of that is real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take a step further for you. this all reality that we have right now, it might be considered to be a, and this is probably a subject for another time, might be considered to be a, what you call that, to be not even real. It could be a game that some higher level of consciousness is playing. And I'm
true.
And I'm a player in it, and you're a player in it. And we are only able to see as far as
they allow.
As the game allows us to see.
Right.
You know how when you're in the game and then you walk to a wall and you can't pass the wall,
mm-hmm.
and that's the limit? Maybe the limit of the game that we are in right now is further away.
Is death? Beyond death?
Yeah, it's beyond death. So if reality is what our senses can dictate, it would have to be what our senses can dictate to each one of us.
Mm.
So every human being is experiencing one reality, no matter how similar it is to mine. Your reality is not my reality, her reality is not my reality, and hers and yours. Reality having taken back key.
But then doesn't that circle back to what the theory is saying? If your senses is telling you that this, for example, is red, then to you it's red.
Well, yeah.
And to me, it's gray, right?
Right.
And to somebody else who doesn't see it, doesn't even exist.
But I'm gonna go back to telling you that you cannot trust that it's red. Because of light.
And I might not... Then if you can't trust that it's red, then I can't trust that it's gray, no.
You can't. You cannot trust...
What the fuck is real?
You cannot trust your senses to tell you that.
Fuck.
But what you can trust is that. Let me tell you what you can trust. I see this, you see that. Okay? You could say, okay, we have an avocado here.
Mm-hmm.
I say it's an avocado. Because I've seen an avocado before, it has all the makings of an avocado, all the factors. It has, you know, it's green, it's soft, you know, it's a little grainy. There's a top that's a yellowish brownish color. We know what an avocado looks like. Now, if I was hallucinating,
mm-hmm.
this is the word I was looking for. If I was hallucinating, if it was hallucination. That this avocado that I'm looking at is not here for real, I'd still know there was a shape that is green, that is soft, I'd still know that shape. That's reality. No matter what your senses experience, even if it's not that, it's still real.
Yes, but it's real in the past for you.
No.
Past doesn't exist.
No, even if I didn't.
Because if you're stuck in this hallucination, okay, like people who experience psychosis, mm-hmm. right? If you're stuck in this hallucination, suddenly the avocado doesn't exist anymore.
No.
And that's real to
you. The avocado as an avocado doesn't exist, but the shape still exists.
I'm lost.
And whatever color you see it, okay. I know that this is an avocado based on past experiences.
Uh-huh.
If I've never seen an avocado before...
Then you don't know.
I don't know what it is, but I know it's still there.
Ah, okay. I see what you mean.
I don't have a name for it. I don't have... What is this thing? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but it's there. If I reach for it, I don't touch it, and I cannot touch it, and my hand goes through it,
mm-hmm.
it's still there. It's still just as real.
Okay.
Because it doesn't matter if I can interact with it or not. Once one of my senses can attach, you know, some types of meaning to it, then it becomes part of reality, which would make the theory right.
Okay.
What makes the theory wrong, remember what you're saying, what would make the theory wrong is that you cannot trust your senses.
Senses, right.
Because even if you see it, you might not be seeing it.
That's true.
Because even when you're dreaming, you can see, but your eyes are closed.
Yes, that's true. But then can we extend this further? And that's for another episode because we have limited time. But can you, for like just one quick minute, can you extend this further to religion? Because what I was trying to explain to somebody is, he was like, oh, you know, this theory doesn't make sense because I know God is real. And I believe in him. And I'm like, that's faith. But can you interact with God? Yes, I can. I pray. Yeah, but can your senses interact with him?
Yes, your senses doesn't interact with your faith. But as you were saying earlier, there's a higher level of consciousness.
And maybe...
So you don't need... Maybe you don't need your senses at that point.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you something.
And maybe that's what death is, to be honest.
The experience has been proven. We have water, for example. If you are mean and loud on water, the particles of it, if you look at it under a microscope, it's different than if you are loving and chill around it.
What the fuck?
Water has the property of...
Have you tested this? Then this is an experiment for us to test.
We could test the experiment. If you could find a microscope...
I had one here the other day.
Any microscope. You could put any bottle of water. A bottle of water, a glass of water, you could put it in anything. Okay? And like for 2 hours, be mad, be yelly, be all types of way you want around it. And then get the same bottle of water, put it in another one. And be loving and nice to it. And look at them the microscope. Look the other one. You see two different types of patterns.
I'm going to try this.
And that happens with honey. It happens with... apparently it happens with air. And this is also a subject for another day. Because air... Empty space apparently is not empty space.
But you know what I studied the other day? Was that... And nous parlons le sujet là, mais...
We'll come back to phenomenology, oui. Whatever they have to say.
Oui.
We suck my first language, people.
Mwen tap li nan yon liv mistik ke tout bagay ki os alantou resevwa enerji ke ou gen. Tankou, par exemple, I be stealing your shirts.
Vice versa. not just...
No, you. Ke, oui, ke like, ka resevwa enerji from... Yeah. And... Comme si le fait que that Aboja's shirt, Aboja wears this shirt lives in his room, this shirt has been around Aboja when he's sad, when he's happy,
right.
when he's angry.
There's a lot of that energy in that shirt.
Exactly.
Okay. A lot of, I don't want to say a lot of, but a lot of residues in it.
And maybe that should be our next episode where we talk about how people can use your things, your belongings, to pull off your energy off of it and do you wrong. Parce que maman toujours a dit, yo, save, de pour fin baigner tout la vécu là tout.
Well, yeah, but let me
because she's convinced that somebody can take my shit and do something wrong with it.
They probably could. It takes a few factors. It takes a few things to do. You know, to pull energy from somebody's clothing or from somebody's home.
Mm-hmm.
But you can pull energy from somebody's belonging because the energy, the residue of the energy stays there.
But since your senses are not interacting with it, is that even real?
No, but what's real?
Oh my God.
The definition of real, this is what we're looking for. Because if we're staying into the... Si n'a pas été dans phénoménologie, right? Phénoménologie. Qui dit que c'est pour sens où interagir ensemble avec yon bagay ou bien un phénomène pour l'exister. So, on a dit que c'est sens où qui crée réalité.
Oui.
Si sens où crée réalité, réalité va passer, à partir de sens où d'abord ça nous comprend. Réalité a passé en notre tête ou parce que c'est la cerveau et c'est lui qui traduit qui ça sens où y est.
Oui.
Ouais, c'est pas Joe qui well parce que si c'est... Si moun ki avèk la, si moun te kon wè anvan, vin avèk, m di tomate, la toujou konè rouge,
oui,
soft, oui. Mèm si l va mwen.
Oui.
So la toujou konè ki sa m pa pale.
Oui.
So se servo ki tradwil. Koun nan la servo, bon nivou de consciousness li ka rive la dan, di bon nivou de consciousness li pa ka rive la dan. Vle di kouk, if you put substance into consideration,
mm-hmm.
if you put meditation into consideration,
oui.
Gon niveau pas arriver là dedans et le cerveau arrivé là il décide s'il ca monter en plus dans dimension connait yo et ça ne pas connait tout et l'elle arrivé là réalité a pas ça nous
connait encore sans
nous
qu'il y a
même
oui
sur les vins différents mais c'est sur la phénoménologie et moi assuré que et doctrines a qui dit que c'est sans sou qui dit qui ça qui réalité ni pas dit qui ça les sens recevoir et the data that mm-hmm. your sense get He doesn't say, he doesn't give it a standalone.
Mm-hmm.
Faut qu'on bagaille pour dire qui ça lié. Ou dit vers.
Oui, fuck à.
Vers à partir de qui ça.
You can, you have to be able to relate it.
Yeah, vers à partir de qui ça. Ou dit gros, gros à partir de qui ça. Petit à partir de qui ça.
Oui, oui, oui.
So, il pas qu'on standalone. Pas de ça, donc, réalité lui-même, qu'on standalone. So, ta copie de yo, send up to all of it. The all.
Yeah.
If you were to stand outside of the all, and you could see everything that's happening inside of the all, you could see reality. And until you could be outside of the all, you cannot know for sure what reality is.
And what level of consciousness would you need to reach to be outside
absolutely,
of it?
The level of consciousness for you to reach the...
That's God.
Yeah.
Is that why you call yourself Abuja the Godman?
I call myself Abuja the Godman because I'm an idiot.
Oh my God. Anyways.
This is what we have for today.
This is just another podcast. Yet another
this
podcast.
This is yet another podcast. Yet another podcast about something that we know nothing about.
That I found on the internet.
Yeah. You know, we're just doing the heavy lifting for you people. Jesus Christ. Yes. Read something. Read a book when you have a chance.
Yes. Do not Google shit. Okay.
Yeah, read a
it's
book.
Not reliable.
Read a
but,
book.
But I hope you guys enjoyed this.
Yeah.
And again, this is yet another podcast with Savinja. Stay tuned for the next episode. Kudos.
Thank you, Normals.